Okay, we did this a little bit yesterday, but I want to, just to get the flow of the Gemara, let's go a little bit back to the bottom of Lamed Zayim and Beis, third to last line, Amar Avasi. Amar Avasi, Isa Shal Maiser Sheni, you had a dough made from produce that was Maiser Sheni. So the divrei meir patur minachala, the divrei chachamim chayav mechala. We have a machlokes throughout Shas always between Rav Meir and the chachamim. What's the status of Maiser Sheni? Do we say Maiser Sheni mamon gavayahu, that it really belongs, so to say, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he just lets you eat it, but it's not your money? The most famous nafkamina is if you would take that money and be mekadosh and isha with it, she wouldn't be mekudeshes because it's not yours. Or do we say Maiser Sheni Mamon Hedyatu? It's given to you. You obviously, there's rules and regulations how you have to eat it. Dafka b'tahara, dafka in Yerushalayim. But it's your money and it's your possession, just like anything else that you own is yours. So according to Rav Meir, who holds that Maiser Sheni is Mamon Gavaya, p'turim min achala. So then, if you bake a dough from this Maiser Sheni grain, you don't have to separate challah. And the reason is, like we're going to see soon, by challah, the Torah says it has to be arisa seichem, it has to be your dough. So if it's not your dough, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Gavaya, it's potter from challah. The divrei chachamim, according to the chachamim who hold that Maiser Sheni is mamon hedyat, so it is arisa seichem, it is your dough, and therefore chayev is b'challah, therefore it's chayev to separate challah. Similarly, matzah isha maizer sheni, the matzah that's made from wheat or barley, that's maizer sheni, the divrei Rav Meir, according to the shita of Rav Meir, who holds mam gavaya, in other yoytzei b'yideichev also b'pesach, so then, it's not your matzah, since it's not your matzah, you're not yoytzei your chiyuv of achilas matzah on Leil Pesach. I mean, Rashi points out, like we said yesterday, this is regardless of the other drushas that we said before. Even if you disagree with the drusha of Lechem Oini, that it has to be something that is Nechal Ba'aninus. And even if you disagree with the drusha of Maishris, that it has to be eaten B'chol Maishris, or you hold that, like we said yesterday, you hold like Rabbi Kiva, that Maishris is considered that it's eaten B'chol Maishris, nonetheless, it's excluded because it doesn't belong to you. It's not your matzah. Why does matzah have to be yours? So that the Gemara is going to discuss soon. We know that matzah has to be yours in order to be yaitze from achilas matzah. We said we had two tanoim so far by Maiser Sheni. We had one consideration that it's lechem oini, it has to be inban, that was very segrily. And then we also discussed that maybe it could be excluded from b'chol Maiser Seichem. So this is, even if you disagree with, right, a third reason, even if you would disagree with both of those, still according to Rav Meir, you would not be able to eat it because it's not lechem, because it's mamon gavaya. And l'divrei chachamim, however, according to the chachamim, again, obviously if you get past those first two considerations, but as far as lechem is concerned, yetzi b'yedechev osi b'pesach, you could be yetzi yerchiv on Pesach, because it is lochem, it is yours, it's mamanekit. A third nafkamina, esrig shel Maiser Sheni, if you have on Sukkis, an esrig belonging to Maiser Sheni, so again, by an esrig, everybody knows it needs to be lochem, at least on the first day. So the so the divrei Rav Meir ein yotze b'yedeichev also b'yomtiv. According to Rav Meir, you wouldn't be yotze on the first day of Sukkis, the mitzvah of Dal meaning with this esrig because it's not lechem, it's mamon gavaya. The divrei chachamim, whereas according to the chachamim, adam yaitze b'yedechev also b'yomtiv. You are yaitze your chiyuv of dal meaning on the first day of Sukkis because it is lechem, it's mamon eri. Maskif la Rav Papa. On that, Rav Papa asks, Bishlama Isa. I understand why Isa is totally in this machlokes Rav Meir and the chachamim. If Maiser Sheni is mamon gavaya or mamon hedyat, because the Torah says it has to be Reishis Arisei Seichem, it has to be your dough in order to be Chayav and Challah. If it's Mamon Gavaya, it's not Arisei Seichem, which tells us Mishalachem, it has to belong to you. Esrog Nami, and Esrog as well is subject to this machlokes. Dichsivu lakachtem lochem. Lochem mishalachem. It says lakachtem lochem. You should take for yourself. Lochem widarshan means mishalachem, means something that belongs to you. Mishalachem ye. Elo matzah. But the third one, matzah, miksim matzaschem, where in the Torah does it say that the matzah has to belong to you? It doesn't say anywhere matzaschem. It says be'erev techlu matzahs, and so on. It doesn't say anywhere that the matzah has to be yours. So why is matzah tali in the machlekes your mayor and the chachamim? Amar Rava, so on that says Rava, v'item Rabbi Yehuda bar Shlami, or others say that it was Rabbi Yehuda bar Shlami who answered, Asya lechem lechem. The reason why matzah has to be lechem is because we have a gzeira shava lechem lechem. Ksiv hacha, it says regarding matzah lechem oini. Uksiv hasam, and it says by chala v'hoya ba'achochem ilechem ha'aretz. So ma lahalon, just like by chala we already established mirshel lechem, it has to belong to you in order to have a chiyuv chala. Avkan, so too over here by matzah. Mishalachem, it has to be yours in order to be yetzer the chiyuv of be'erev teichlu matzahs.
Why aren't we makbid by matzah like the way that we are by like lulav and esrog? We makna to him, like we never
right,
have ever
so,
heard of that.
So I, in fact, I actually know people who are very, very makbid on this, and to the point that, I mean, we know that there's machloikes in if kesef is kaina or mashiach is kaina. So I know people who are very makbid to buy to make sure that they both by lulav and esrog and by matzah that they, besides the regular mashicha, they make sure not to buy on credit. They make sure to pay it in before Yom Tov in order to have a kinyan deraisa because it has to be yours.
And I'm talking about like a guest by your table. Like I've never.
Oh, a like guest by a table. Why don't you have to be makna to him? I don't know. Really, you should. According to the sheet of the chayyur, you should have to. I don't know why. The.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like I've never heard of it.
Really, yeah,
but if it would be derived, you would assume that people would, right? But I know to the point. Let's say, I know my father's chabura is by. Watch them called Satmar Matzah Bakery in Williamsburg, and because the there's two Satmars and each one holds that the Matzah Bakery belongs to them, so I know that the Chabura pays both sides in order that it shouldn't be a Shail of Matzah Gzula. So, yeah,
it's a little bit different.
I'm saying there is definitely, I don't know why we're not like Esrog and not as makbid on it, but there's definitely something there that it can't be a stolen matzah, that it has to be a matzah that belongs to you. There's definitely people that are makbid on that. I don't know. So the Gemara says, Lema Misayayele. Let us bring a raya to this Rabasi that all these things are tully in the Machlokes or Meir and the Chachamim. Because we have a Bryce that says, Isa Shel Ma'aser Sheni, if you have a dough of Ma'aser Sheni, Ptur Menachala. It's part of from Chala, the Rameir, because Rameir Lashita, so it's my Mam Gavoya. Rachamim, the Chum say, no, Chayavis. It's Chayav and Chala, because they hold that it's Mamanadiyat. So, Frakti Gemara, Lehman Messiah. Hainu ha, lema misayeya means you're not sure of it. Shall we say it's a raya? Usually whenever the Gemara says lema misayele or lema katanai, usually the Gemara comes back, no, it's not a raya, we could slug it up by saying this or saying that. So it sounds like you're not sure. It's not lema misayeya, this is as explicit as you get. Hainu ha, this is mamash what Rabasi said. So why are we saying lema? What's the tzad that it's not a raya? So the Gemara answers, Hachikamer, this is what we meant to say when we said Lema Messiah Ele. We meant Lema, meaning so far all the Brisa have discussed is Chala. So Lema, let us say, Mida Pligi Be'isa, since we see that there's a Machlekes Rameir and the Rabbanon, Legabe Isa, Legabe Chala, Beharach Nami Pligi, so that's a riot that they argue by the other two as well. And that's why it's only Lema Messiah Ele. We don't see that explicitly. But maybe we should say that the same way that they're arguing the Gabi this must be that they're arguing the Gabi that. Aiduma, or maybe not. Maybe it's not 100% a raya. It's not clear that it's a raya to the other two. Because shiny hasam, because maybe challah is different. Because the Torah goes out of its way to write arisi sechem twice. So there, it has to be purely lachem lafuke mama gavaya. Masha enkein, Rashi explains by dalet medium where it only says lachem once, so it's enough that it can't be stolen or borrowed. But Meiser Sheni, even if it's Mama Gavaya, since it's in your jurisdiction and you could do whatever you want with it, so had it not said a second time Lochem, maybe that would be sufficient. Maybe it doesn't have to mamish belong to you. So therefore, at the end of the day, it was only Lema Misayeli. We don't have 100% Araya, because maybe you could say that Chala is more Chomer than the other two, and Dafka Chala has to belong 100% to you, but maybe by Lulav and Esrig, it's enough that it's not stolen and it's not borrowed, even though it doesn't belong to you, even though it's Mama Gavaya, maybe you could still be Yetzu with it. We don't have a Raya either way.
Right,
so Pesach, I didn't check this up inside, but Pesach L'chayra, if Pesach has learned to Gzeirah Shavah, it's learned to Gzeirah Shavah from Challah. So if anything, whatever Challah is, that's what, if Challah goes the whole way that it has the Mamash belong to you, Pesach should be the same way, L'chayra.
If you say Gzeirah Shavah.
Because the Iker one is the Rashi himself. If you look at Rashi, he's only discussing Esrig. So the Pasha says because Esrig is its own pasuk and it only has one pasuk, not two pasukim. So over there, you could say that maybe it doesn't come to exclude Mama Gevaya. But Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Reb Shimon ben Lakish had a shayla. Mao she yetzei adam yidechavasa bechala shomayser sheni b'yushalayim. What happens if you take not the Meiser Sheni itself, but Challah of Meiser Sheni, meaning according to the Rabbana that we just got finished saying that a Meiser Sheni dough is Chayv and Challah. So now you have a Challah that has two things in it. It's A Challah and B Meiser Sheni. So now a Kohen wants to eat this as his Chiyuv Matzah in Yerushalayim. Could he be Yaitse with it, or could he not be Yaitse with it? So what's the Tzadim over here? Aliba the Rab Yosi Aglili, according to Rab Yosi Aglili, Loiti Boilach. You don't have a Shaila. Why? Because Hashta Bechulin Loin Nafik Bechalasim Iboi. If you're going to say, according to Rab Yosi Aglili, there's no Shaila over here at all, because Rab Yosi Aglili says before, it has to be eaten Baninus. So all Meiser Sheni, even the chulin of it, meaning the part that could be eaten by a regular Yisrael, you're not Yotze. So for sure the challah of the Meiser Sheni, for sure you cannot be Yotze with it, because it has the same problem. If not, besides the additional things, it has that same problem. It's not Nechal Be'aninus. Ki Dibay Lach Alibet Rebbe Akiva. Our Shaila is only according to Rebbe Akiva, who said earlier that one may be Yaitse with Meiser Sheni because he does not hold of the drasha, he holds Matzah's Riba, and he does not hold of the drasha of Lechem Aini to say that it has to be Nechal Baninus. And as far as Meiser Sechem is concerned, the Gemara said before also, the Rebbe Akiva holds that Meiser Sheni is considered that it's Nechal Bechol Meishreis. So therefore, that's what we have our Shaila. Could a Kayin be Yaitse with the Challah of Meiser Sheni for the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? Do we say bechulenu denafik, that which Rebbe Akiva says you're yotze with Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, that's dafka the chulin of the Meiser Sheni with the part that's not chala? Because like we explained before, why is it nechal b'chol Moshe Sehim? I Meiser Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Teretz is, like we said, because if it becomes tameh, it has pidyon. And once you're paided, then it could be eaten anywhere. So since potentially it could be eaten anywhere, ayyidei pidyon, if it became tamei, that's why it's considered that it's nechal b'chol meishreis. And since it's nechal b'chol meishreis, you could be yotzei your chiyuv of achilas matzah with it. Abu chala, masha enkein, the part of the meishes sheni that you separated as chala, that part, the mitamele, that if that part becomes tamei, less laheter, b'meishreis. That then it's not going to be, you're not going to redeem it and eat it b'chol meishreis, because it's because forget the meishreis sheni shabai, it's also challah which is like truma that became tummy which has to be burnt. Ula sreifa azla is going to go to sreifa. So since there's no potential to be eaten b'chol meishreis, therefore loy nafik, it doesn't, you cannot be yaitza with it. Or maybe not. Amrin and hayu. Since if you wouldn't have called it challah, and it would be regular Maizer Sheni, the itmi, and it would become Tame Isla Heter B'Moshes, then it could be in the Chomash Yisechem, and therefore it's right to be used for Achilas Matzah, the Nafipa. So Hashtanami, so now even though you put the Chala, the shame of Chala on it, as far as the Maizer Sheni is concerned, Maizer Sheni is something that be aside. Is Nechal B'chol Meishois, and we look at it as two separate entities, the Chala Shabbai and the Meishe Sheni Shabbai, and therefore the Meishe Sheni Shabbai does not stop you from being Yotze your Chiyuv of Achilas Matzah, and therefore nothing, you could be Yotze with it. That's our Shaila.
Wouldn't that be like saying that, you know, you should be able to eat, to use Kachrim, because before I made a Kachrim, I could eat it through Kulas, you know, like... Looking at it before it became
challah,
how does that work?
Because the reason is because over here it's two separate things on it. It is challah, which challah is always nechal b'chol meishois, because regular challah could be eaten anywhere. So as far as meishois sheni is concerned, it could be eaten somewhere where it becomes tameh. So each one by itself has a heter b'chol meishois. Only because the two are together, that's what makes it lose the heter b'chol meishois. So do we look at it practically, it has the two together, and therefore practically this one will never have a heter b'chol meishois? Or do we say, since it's two separate dinim, and each din by itself has a heter b'chol meishois, so even though practically when you stack them together, we know that you will never have a case of heter b'chol meishois, but you look at each din separately, and each din separately doesn't stop it from achilas challah, from achilas matzah, so the fact that you stack it together is not going to change anything. So that's the shaila according to the first lashon. Ika de Amri. Others say no. Hovadi loti boilach. This shaila that we had, that it was chala of Maizer Sheni, that's zikr, not a shaila. Devadi Amin and Hoyo, because in that case, yes, we'll say Hoyo. We'll say that since had it not been chala, it was Nechal B'chol Meishois, so now to the mitzad, we'll look at it again, like we explained, there's two separate aspects. And mitzad Maizer Sheni Shabbai, it's considered Nechal B'chol Meishois, and therefore it doesn't stop you from being Yotze your Chiyuv of Achilas Matzah. Kiti Bailach, where do you have a shayla by chala halakuach because of Maizer Sheni? Chala not that was from Maizer Sheni produce, but rather was bought from Maizer Sheni money. Meaning, what happens is, if you have a lot of produce and you don't want to bring up the produce to Yerushalayim, so what you do is, as long as it's out of Yerushalayim, you can provide it. Now, what's done with that money? You take the money to Yerushalayim and you have to purchase food, and that food gets the Kedusha of Maizer Sheni. So, the same way that a dough that was Maizer Sheni produce, according to the Chacham that Maizer Sheni's mom and had it, it's Chayiv and Challah. So, Hu Adin, the money that's Maizer Sheni money that you now buy wheat in Yerushalayim, that dough as well will be Chayiv and Challah. But this dough is a step more Chomer, because this dough, like we're going to see soon, even Maizer Sheni that becomes Tameh has pidyon. That's clear. That we said before. Something that's Lakuach because of Maizer Sheni, it's not so posh that it has pidyon. We're going to see soon that it's a Machlokes Tanoim if it has pidyon. So maybe since it doesn't have pidyon, it's Taka considered that it doesn't have a Heter B'chol Meishois. And the Gemara explains. So, Kitibai, when do you have a Shaila? Chala Lakuach because of Maizer Sheni, when it's a Chala from a dough that was bought with Maizer Sheni money. V'alib de Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, it's vayter, it's not a shayla, because Kivin Tamar Yipadeh, since they say, not the same way that you could redeem Maizer Sheni itself, you could redeem what's lakuach, because of Maizer Sheni, when it becomes Tameh. So, Hainu Maizer, so it's the same thing as Maizer. The same way that by Maizer, the chala of Maizer Sheni, you could be Yotze, Yerchiva Achilas Matzah, because it has pidyon, we consider it Nechal B'chol Meishois. So Hu Adin, the Chala, that's Lakuach, because the Meishois Sheni is the same Halacha. Kiti Boilach, when do you have a Shaila, Aliba de Rebuda, the Amr Yukavra. According to Rebuda, who disagrees, he holds that the Kedusha of a Lakuach, because of Meishois Sheni, is not as strong as Meishois Sheni itself. So Meishois Sheni is strong enough that you could be paided. Lakuach, because of Meishois Sheni, the Kedusha is not strong enough to be paided if in the event that it becomes Tameh, and therefore you're stuck. The only thing you could do with it is destroy it, bury it. So according to him, maybe it's considered that it's not Nechol B'chol Meishris. Titznan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Halakuach B'kasa Meishris Sheini, if someone purchases produce with Meishris Sheini money, Shenitba, and now that produce became Tamei, says the Tanakama Yifta, you can redeem it. The same way that you can redeem regular Meishris Sheini that's Tamei, you can redeem Lakuach B'kasa Meishris Sheini that becomes Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you cover, it has to be buried. So me Amrinan, do we say Hoy of the Eloi Lakuach Havi? This Hoyo is a little bit of a big chiddush that Enechanami, this is Lakuach, but Maizer Sheni Ba'alma, that's not Lakuach, is called Necha B'chol Meishris. So therefore, in general, this has Kedushas Maizer Sheni, and had it been the first Kedusha as opposed to the second Kedusha, as opposed to something that came from Maizer Sheni, it would be considered Necha B'chol Meishris. So therefore, this is also considered Necha B'chol Meishris. And on top of that, and then as far as the challah is concerned, even if it's regular Maaseh Sheni, you still can't redeem it, because now that it's challah, it's tamei, it has to be burnt. But on that, we'll say the original challah that we said before, that had it not been challah, vidmi, and it would become tamei, yeshle hetam maaseh, then it would be considered that it has a hetam b'chol maaseh, so nothing bay, and therefore that's enough to be yaitze with it. We'll say the two challahs. Number one is challah that it could have been the original Kedusha Maaseh Sheni, and number two, challah that if it wouldn't have been challah, it would have pidyon. So Hashanami Nafi Bay, so now too, even if it has these two strikes against it, you could be Yaita with this Chala of Lakuach because of Maisha Shani. I don't, or maybe not. Chad Hoyol Aminon Che Hoyoloy Aminon. You can't stack it up like that. One Hoyol will say, but two Hoyols to say, number one, that Lakuach because of Maisha Shani, even though practically you can't redeem it, but Hoyol, that regular Maizer Sheni could be redeemed, so even this is considered Necha B'chol Meishris. And then on top of that, to say a second Hoyol, that even though, again, practically you can't redeem the Chala of Maizer Sheni, but since if it wouldn't have been Chala of Maizer Sheni, it would have been regular Maizer Sheni, it could be redeemed, so who Adin, the Chala of Maizer Sheni should be considered that it has a Hetzer B'chol Meishris, to say the two Hoyols, one together with each other, with the second one, on the same grain, that we're not going to say. That's our shayla. Amar Rava, on that says Rava, Mistabra Shei Meiser Chadu. No, all Meiser is the same, as long as it's called Meiser. Meiser in general, we don't look at the specific Meiser, we look at the broad umbrella of Meiser. Meiser Sheni is something that's called, it's Yeshle Hatha B'chol Meiser, so the Torah didn't exclude Meiser Sheni, so anything that has the shame of Meiser Sheni, whether it's the original Meiser Sheni, whether it's the Lakuach because of Meiser Sheni, or whether it's the Chulin parts of the Meiser Sheni, or even if it's the Chala parts of the Meiser Sheni, the shame of Meiser Sheni is called something that Be'etzim is Necho B'chol Meishreis, and therefore it doesn't stop you from being Yetzi or Chiv of Achilas Matzah, even if this specific one, based on the reasons we just said, will not be able to be redeemed if it becomes Tamei. Then going back to the Mishnah said if a person baked either Chalas Toido or Rekike Nazir, so if he made it for his own personal carbon, so even if he changes his mind and he wants to use it for Achilas Matzah, he's not Yoyza with it. However, if he didn't make it for his personal carbon, he made it to sell in the Shok to other people who are Chayav to bring a carbon Toido, or other Nazirim who are Chayav to bring a carbon Nazir. So then, if he changes his mind, he decides not to sell it, and he wants to use it for Achilas Matzah, he may be Yaitza with it. So says the Gemara, Minonimini, how do you know that you can't be Yaitza with Chalas Taidim Ruki Gnazir? Amar Rabba, says Rabba, the Amar Krah, because it says in the Pasuk, Ushmartem Es HaMatzis. The Pasuk says you have to watch the Matzis, which is, this is the source that for Matzah Shmur, the Matzah has to be watched, and not only does it have to be watched, but it has to be watched Lishma, it has to be watched the Shem Matzah. So we darshin Matzah Amishtameres the Shem Matzah, it has to be watched specifically Dafka the Shem Matzah Yatzizuzu, which excludes this Shem Amishtameres the Shem Matzah Ela the Shem Zevach. Even though it is Shmur, it is watched, because we know that all Menachos also can't be Chometz the same way that Matzah can't be Chometz, so it was being watched to make sure that it didn't become Chometz. But since it wasn't watched L'shem Matzah, rather it was watched L'shem Chalas Toida or L'shem Rekike Nazir respectively, therefore it's not watched L'shem Matzah, and you cannot be Yosei Yerchiv of Achilas Matzah with it.
Technically, wasn't
makdish
yet, right? He didn't.
He obviously wasn't makdish yet. Rashi said before the carbon wasn't shakli. I mean, you didn't get kedushas haguf yet. Kedushas damim could still be paid. Kol zman that you didn't shak the carbon, it only has kedushas damim. Kedushas damim, you could still be paid it. And the chanami, once you shak the carbon, it gets kedushas guf. Obviously, it's not a gay anymore. Right? Yeah. So even though it doesn't have kedushas aguf and you could still be paid it, but nonetheless, since it wasn't shomer l'shei matzah, that's why, according to the first shita, that's why it's no good. Rabbi Yosef says, no, the reason why you can't be yotze with chalos taida and with rekike nozer is because of amakra, because it says in the pasuk shivas yomim matzahs techelu. The Torah says that you should eat matzah for 7 days. So we darshin matzah hanachelos l'shivas hayomim, matzah that can be eaten for 7 days, then you're yotze with it. Yotze zuzuda, which excludes this matzah, she'ein hanachelos l'shivas yomim, yom v'layla. Since it's a carbon, it belongs to a carbon tether, it belongs to a carbon nazir, so as soon as you can shut the carbon, it's just like any other part of the carbon, it's only eaten for a day and a night. So this is now matzah that by definition could be eaten as is. It wasn't made to be eaten for 7 days, it could only be eaten for 1 day. So therefore, one cannot be yotze the chiyuv of achilas matzah with this matzah. But the way it is as of now, it's not.
So as we're not talking about as of now, meaning this sounds like it's in the country market.
Right. So Rashi speaks that out. Even though enachanami, as of now, it has a heter, but since it's slated for something that's going to only be eaten for a day and a night, so that's enough
from the time of
to be excluded. Mm-hmm. Yeah. From the time that you shuck the carbon.
So if you bake matzah specifically for Leil Rishon, a lot of people would bake matzah this one.
Yeah, but there's no halacha, it's not kaddish, that you decided to only eat it for. No, it has. No, over here it has.
Nothing.
No, over here was me. It gets the shame of lach matayda. You could use it for lach matayda. You have a way to be paid,
but
you
have to make something lishma for lach matayda.
Yeah, it has to be made. Yeah,
for lach matayda.
Yeah, it has to be made either for lach matayda or for Ricky Ganazi. Yeah.
Well, this according to the first shot, the mishtemer es l'shei matzah is from when Medina.
So that's the machlokes, ikra din from the time of the time that you start putting water into it, from the time that you start making the dough, basically.
Absolutely, that's for Matzah's mitzvah. That's for Matzah's mitzvah.
That's for sure for Matzah's mitzvah. Later on, we'll see that regular matzah. It's in other places also. Regular matzah ikra din doesn't have to be shmur. It's zikr doesn't have to be shmur l'shma. Let's say the matzah you eat on the other 6 days of Pesach. But to be yaitz and matzah's mitzvah, 100% has to be shomer l'shma. And so, tani kavasi de rabba, tani kavasi de rabbi Yosef. So we have two reasons over here. Rabba said the reason is because it's not shomer l'shem matzah, and rabbi Yosef said the reason is because it's not nechol l'shivas yom. We have a brisa that says like rabba, we have a brisa that says like rabbi Yosef. Tani kavasi de rabba, we have a brisa that says like rabba. The brisa says yochol, I may think, a person could be yotze is chiyuv of achilas matzah by eating chalas taida or rekike nozer. Talmud lemer shmartem es hamatzos. Pasuk says shmartem es hamatzos. Matzah mishtameres lo shem matzah. It has to be mishumer the shem matzah. Yotze zazu shem mishtameres the shem matzah. This matzah wasn't watched the shma the shem matzah. Elo the shem zevach. It was watched the shem the carbon, the shem the taida, the shem the nozer. Tanya kavasa de Rabbi Yosef, and we also have a brayse that says like Rabbi Yosef, Yachol yot Adam yidei chavasa bechalas taida rakike nazir. I may think that a person could be yotze eschiv of achilas matzah with either eating chalas taida or with rakike nazir. Tamad leimar, and that the pasuk says no shivas yomim matzah techelu. You have to eat matzah for 7 days, which teaches us that in order to be yotze eschiv of achilas matzah, it has to be a matzah and a chalas. The shiva, a matzah that could be in all 7 days of Pesach, yotzes a zoo, which excludes these chalas taida and rekike nazir, she'ena nechelas the shiva, they can't be eaten for 7 days, all they could be eaten for is a day and a night.
So Yosef now hold of
Shmir L'Shma? So, Rabbi Yosef not hold of the Shmir L'Shma. I would say that Rabbi Yosef doesn't disagree that it has to be the Shma. Just the question is of the year, why can't you have a dual kavana? a lot of people for both.
No, but it wasn't. My mind said it wasn't. You only had in mind for...
But let's say he did.
Okay, that's not the case, though.
But I think part of Rabba's kavana is the Rishonim speak this out is you can't even have a dual kavana.
Okay.
So Rabbi Yosef disagrees that you could have a dual kavana. The fact that it's the Shem Zevah doesn't stop it from being the Shem Matzah. Rabba holds that it has to be strictly the Shem Matzah, and having a dual kavana is not going to work. Okay, so Yatzis Azu that excludes these Chalas Tayyid Rekid and Azash and the Chalas Lashiva El Yem Velayla. Fracting Gemara, both according to Rab and according to Rabbi Yosef, why do we need new reasons? Taipik Lei Milachem Oini. Why, you have a Kasha, how do you know that you can't be Yatzis with Chalas Nazir, with Chalas Tayyid and Rekid and Nazir? Very simple answer. The same way that we exclude Maizhashani from Lechem Aini, which tells us Misha Nechel Baninus, something that one could eat Baninus, Yotzezeshein and Nechel Baninus, which excludes something that can't be eaten Baninus, the same way that we exclude Maizhashani from that, Karbonus also can't be eaten Baninus, and therefore we should say that Chalos Taitim Rekika Nazar are excluded because they're not Nechel Baninus. Ela Besimcha, they have to be eaten Besimcha. So why can't we exclude it from that? And for the Gemara, Savar La Rabbi Akiva, he holds like Rabbi Akiva the Amar Ani, that he says that Aniksiv. He doesn't darshan Lechem Ani like we said before. He says that since it's spelled Ani, Lechem Ani is coming to tell us that it's a poor man's bread, Lafuke Matzah Shira, and there's no halacha of Ene Nechem Aninus. Says the Gemara, okay, fine. So it's not a problem. You hold passing like Rabbi Kiva, and there's no halach of lechem ha'necho baninus. But still, why don't we exclude chalas tayim akiga nazir v'tevek lei tahavalei matzah ashira? This matzah is not lechem ani. It's matzah ashira because the menachis in the Beis Hamikdash weren't made plain flour and water. There was oil in there, and like we had before, dough that has oil in it is considered matzah ashira. So anyway, there's no havamin to be here to with chalas tayim akiga nazir.
Even according to Rav Kiva.
Right. Yeah, so as says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Revi is he, how much oil goes into these lechem? One Revi is of oil. Umischalek is he lekam machalas, right? And you take that one Revi is of oil and you divide it among ten breads, because each type of the taido or of the nazir is split into ten chalas. So one Revi is divided amongst 10 chalas is not a lot of oil per chala. That's not enough to make it into matzah ashira. It's not midin bottle. It's just midin that it's not called a rich man's. It's not significant enough to be called a rich man's bread. You have a third consideration. It's a carbon. A carbon is only in Yerushalayim, so it's not Necha B'chol Meishuis. So Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, and we spoke about this a couple days ago, Zayis Deimeres, from here you have a Raya, the Chalos Taidu Rekiki Nazar, Necholim B'noi V'givoin, that these carbonists, the Chalos Taidu Rekiki Nazar, are eaten B'noi V'givoin, meaning historically, there was different Tkufas and Klai Yisrael. Right away, as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael, they had a heter to be Makriv on Bamis, on private mizbeches, they didn't have to bring it to the Mishkan. That's as long as they were in Gilgal, the first 14 years of Eretz Yisrael, while they were conquering and dividing Eretz Yisrael. Then they made Mishkan Shiloi, and everything was also, all bamas were also, the only place you could be makir was in Shiloi. When Shiloi was destroyed, there was another period of 57 years between the end of Mishkan Shiloi to the beginning of when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. During those 57 years, the Mishkan was first in Naiv and then in Givin. During those 57 years, there was a Heter Abamis. You could be Makriv on private Mizbechos, whatever you want, wherever you want. So during those 57 years, there's a Machlokes Tanaim in Zvachim, what type of Karbanos could be brought on a Bama. So obviously, says our Gemara, that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that even Chalas Taitim and Kikin Nazir are brought on a private Bama. Since they could be brought on a private Bama, so during those 57 years, it's Takan Nekal B'chol Moshris, because this carbon could be brought anywhere. You're right, that during the period of time of Shiloi, or during the period of time of Yerushalayim and Hanami, it would be excluded anyway, regardless, because it's not Nekal B'chol Moshris. But during those 57 years, you wouldn't have the problem of Nekal B'chol Moshris, because it is Nekal B'chol Moshris, because there's nothing stopping you from making a bum in your backyard, wherever you are, in Tzvas and Tzvari and Miron, and be makriv a carbon taida or a carbon nazir, and it will come along with the chalas taida and the rikiga nazir. So during those 57 years, it is nechal b'chol maishis. Nonetheless, as the Tana, it's still excluded either because of ushmata mesamatzes or because of matzah nechal k'lushiva sayamim.
I would have thought that that would be even today b'chol maishis.
Even during those 57, right? I mean,
because those 57 years.
No, not even today. The way we explained it earlier is meaning this drasha. The question is, why do we say this drasha as opposed to the other drasha? Because this drasha is more exclusive. That drasha, the drasha b'chol moshris, would only exclude the period of time of Yerushalayim and of Shiloh. But in between those 57 years, you would have a heter. And not only during Shiloh and during Yerushalayim, you wouldn't have a heter. But at least during those 57 years, you'll have a heter. But now that even those 57 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the nafkamina of having this new reason is to answer even those 57 years. Tanya, Rabbi Loi said, "Sha'alti es Rabbi Eliezer." I asked the shayla to Rabbi Eliezer, "Ma'u sheyetsa adam b'chalas teider rukika nazar?" Our shayla: could a person be yetsa his chiyuv of achilas matzah with bread that was baked with, not bread, but matzah that was baked for Chalas Taita or for Rekiga Nazir? So Amr Li, and he answered me, Lo Shamati. I didn't hear, either way, what the halach is. Basi v'sha'alti lefnei Rabbi Yeshua, so then I came and I asked the same shayla to Rabbi Yeshua. Amr Li, and he told me, Hare Amru, Chalas Taita Rekiga Nazir, Sha'ason Atzmai, Chazal say, that if the Chalas Taita and Rekiga Nazir were made for your own private carbon, your own personal carbon, you can't be yaitz with him. And the reasons are like we said before. Either because it's not mishum l'shem matzah, or because it's not, whatchamacallit, that it's not nechal l'shivas hayomim. However, if you made it limkur b'shuk, if you made it to sell to others, then yaitz ba, and then you could be yaitz with them. Kishabasi, when I came to Ritzesi, Devon Lefnei Rabbi Yezer, I went back to Rabbi Yezer, the original one who we asked the shout out to. Rabbi Yezer said, Lai Shamati. So I went back to Rabbi Yezer and I told him what Rabbi Yeshua said, that there's this chilik, that if it was a son la'atzmai, then you're not yaitze with it. Masha Engin, if it's a son limkur b'shuk, then you could be yaitze with it. So Amali, so then Rabbi Yezer said to me, Bris, so like a lashon Yeshua, this hein hadvarim sha'amru l'Moshe b'Sinai. This is the way it was said to Moshe b'Sinai. So according to that first lashon, he was agreeing. He was either remembering or he was agreeing in svar. Yes, this sounds correct. This is true. This that's taka da'alacha, that if it was asan l'atzmi, it's no good. If it was asan l'mkur b'shuk, then it's okay.
This is just halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. That's why none of these issues apply to Asam
L'shuk? No, we'll see why Hassan, we're going to get to in a minute why Hassan Al-Nukr B'shuk is different. But when he said, Heinein Advarim Shenem L'Moshe M'Sinai, it doesn't, and we find this in Gemara a lot of times, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It means to say, this is the Kabbalah we had as if we knew this the whole time, as if it was direct from Moshe M'Sinai. This is correct. Others say that no, what Rabbi Yezer answered back was Bris. I mean, he asked Akasha, It wasn't. He didn't say it b'loshen nechusa as if he was agreeing. He said it b'loshen tema. Is this correct? Is this we should just accept this in blind faith as if it's a halacha l'meishe m'Sinai, as if it makes sense, as if it doesn't need to make sense? For like time and body, doesn't it need an explanation? How could you just randomly decide that if it's asan l'atmi, it's no good, but if it's asan l'mikor d'shuk, it's okay? I mean, in Svarit, Reb Eliezer held that there's no chelik between the two. And if that's the case, it doesn't make any sense to be mechalik like that. So the Gemara says, the time of Maya, libe de emes, that we are mechalik, what's taka, the reason to be mechalik? Why is asan l'mikor b'shuk any better than asan l'mikor asan l'atmi? So on that the Gemara says, amaraba kol ashuk imluchim imlach. When a baker bakes something to sell, he knows that there's always a tzad that he's not going to sell out. So when he makes it originally, he makes it, so to say, al tanai. If I'm going to sell, I'm making it l'shem chalas tayde rekike nazir, if I'm going to sell it out. And if I'm not going to sell it out, then I'm making it l'shem atzah. So since that was his kavanah to begin with, he knows that he might change his mind and end up taking it home and using l'shem atzah. So the whole time it's as if, if he decided not to sell it at the end of the day, the whole time it's as if he did it l'shem matzah, and who didn't, according to the second reason, as far as matzah anechal l'shem yamim is concerned, since initially he baked it with that in mind that he may change his mind and take it home, so if in the event that he eventually does take it home, so then again it's as if the whole time it was a matzah anechal l'shem yamim, it was made l'shem, a regular matzah that could be eaten for 7 days.
You see a dual kavanah of works.
But so this is a little bit different than a dual kavana, because the first case you did, you wanted to be chalas toida, right, without a tanai, and you also want to be yotzi your mitzvah achilas matzah with it. Over here, you made a tanai. I might never. I mean, let's say it wasn't even Pesach time, right? It was, let's say, middle of the year, middle of the winter. A guy who makes it to sell, he has a mind that if I'm not going to sell it, then it's going to be regular chulin. It's a tanai. So in such a case, then in the event that he doesn't end up selling it, so then it's takanach chalas tayde rekike nazir. So then it goes back to regular grain. So if you watch l'shem matzah, l'shem matzah. If you watch the as far as matzah nechalas l'shivas yamim is concerned, it's matzah nechalas l'shivas yamim. Right. So kol l'shuk, anything that's made for the shuk, imluchim imlach, a person changes his mind about it and could decide not to sell it. We find this halacha many times by a baker who sells, but in hilchas challah as well, if a person makes dough almanas to give it out to different people, so and each person is going to get less than a share, he's potter. But if a baker makes aldas to sell, and each part is less than a share, the bakers take off. Why? Because of this svarah. Because he might be mimlach all the leftovers he's going to take home, and then he's going to have a share. So the same thing over here. Because a baker, by definition, is always mimlach, he's going to take all the leftovers home. So it's ki'ilu miyikar, it was only made, if I sell it, it will be for lachmetayt. If I don't sell it, it will be for regular matzah. So imluchim mimlach. Amar, he tells himself, im is davin, if I sell it, fine, very good, then it will be lachmetayt or rakikin nazir. Ilaim is davin, but if I'm not able to sell it, everybody knows, I'm going to take it back home and I want to use it for my achilas matzah. Since this was his kavanah the whole time, so it's Shamal Shem Matzah, it's called Matzah Nechal Shivas Yomim, and that's why when it's Asan Limkor B'Shuk, he could be Yaitzah with it.
Okay. Not a problem of